It's the Rosie on the House Show.
Wrapping up the last segment of Rosie on the House here Saturday morning. We're here every single Saturday from 8 to 11, and I'm going to take Richard, who's called in. But before I do, Richard, just be patient 1 second. I want to notify everybody that listens to us up in the Yarnell area, the Prescott Valley area, the Skull Valley, Will Hoyt, Kirkland area. Listen, we our heart goes out for all of you that lost property up there. What I want you to take from advice from me is don't rush to do anything, okay? After disasters like this, there are flimflam and scam artists that flood into the area. Please, please proceed with extreme caution on who you negotiate and or contract with to start rebuilding your homes, shops, barns, stables, corrals. Make sure they're licensed and bonded. It's a mandate by law that they have to be. That's a media advisory from the Arizona Register of Contractors. Please proceed with caution. We have a lot of good friends up in the Prescott Valley area. Got a lot of good friends there on Wagner Road and Kirkland and Will Hoyt. We can get you great people. Don't feel like you have to jump and hire somebody you don't know and not sure you can trust them or not. Please don't make that mistake. Let's welcome Richard into the conversation. Hello, good sir. How can we help you?
Reading your paper article today and then your subject today, when it came down to responsibility for permits, I was a little disappointed, and then I'll have a question, okay. That generally speaking, if there's a charge for the contractor to pull the permit for you, it could be worth it.
Yes.
I'll have to ask again, because I have a close relative who I've helped out from time to time for almost 40 years as a licensed, as he being a licensed general contractor.
Okay.
Why would a homeowner, why don't you tell a homeowner that they're a fool if they think they're going to save money by being there for every inspection and so on throughout the process of a room addition or even a new custom home, but a room addition or a remodel. Mm-hmm. And then also, I'm just confused. If my close relative does a job that the homeowner pulls the permit, and if the homeowner is trying to lie, cheat, or steal, does the general contractor, if the homeowner says, yes, we got the inspection on rough flaming, is the general contractor relieved of any state laws if the homeowner fibs?
Well, the homeowner fibbing is a whole other issue. And the point I'm trying to make in the article is that it is the homeowner's responsibility to pull the permit. I'm not saying the homeowner needs to put that permit in their name, but their home is their asset. They are the one that are going to need to verify that a permit was pulled at the point. I would keep those for my records, the actual physical permit. The permits are easier to pull than most people realize for smaller projects. You can actually do it over the internet. Now, as the point as to whether or not a homeowner is going to start using a permit they pulled in their own name as a leveraging point against the contractor, well, that all deteriorates into, you know,
a whole nother show.
That deteriorates into another whole conversation about homeowners treating professional licensed bonded contractors the way they deserve to be treated. And there's a lot of homeowners out there that don't. And you know what? I do a lot of consulting with remodeling contractors, trying to help them to formalize systems within their structure and how to drive a fair gross profit. And one of the very first lessons I teach them is, look, there's homeowners out there that are bound and determined not to let you do your job, bound and determined not to let you make a profit. And I encourage them to don't take those jobs. Let those homeowners find their own self-induced misery some other place. That doesn't have to be yours. Hey, next week, we've gotten a lot of feedback on the shows we've run up here the last few weeks. We appreciate all y'all's feedback. We love hearing from you, even when it's, you know, salesmen waving newspaper articles in my face telling me I don't know what I'm talking about. Next week, I know there's a lot of confusion on the solar industry right now, and I have to tell you, we're covering solar tomorrow from top to bottom, head to toe, left to right.
Next Saturday.
Tuned in next Saturday.
Now, you have about 4 minutes left to send an email. If you have a home in Northern Arizona and you've used a Rosie Certified Contractor, email info@rosieonthehouse.com, subject line, Dirk's Bentley Benefit Concert, and in the body of the email, list the contractors you've used, and you'll be drawn to join us Monday night in a private suite at Tim's Toyota Center for the Dirk's Bentley Benefit of the Fallen Firefighters. Join us next Saturday for your Arizona Saturday morning tradition. That's Rosie on the House.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.